that was not my intention, honestly. Like, that wasn't my intention. I think you guys have enough material to go over. The slide, whatever my slide has already posted, so you want to pick up from somewhere, it's all fine. And just so much information. And again, some of the things I emphasize in the classroom because I kind of feel like these are the things you should know because these are kind of foundation. And the more you know and know more and more and more. So that is just me, right? That's just me. I don't test people the things that I don't know or I feel like only I know. No. I'm going to test you the things you should know, you have to know, right? And then if you fail, you know what? You fail. Not me. I done my job. Okay? All right, I'm just kidding. But I don't want you to drive us so nuts and drive us so crazy. Because it is a lot of information. And what happened is that a lot of things that, even if you have this photo, what's that, photographic or photogenic, which one? Photographic memory. And then you won't remember. And just the thing they say is that if you repeat the same thing 7 times, you're going to remember forever. That's what they say. So, 7 times. That's a lot of time, right? Let's move into the second part of the radiology. And this lecture will coincide very well with what you have done with the audiology, right? So let's move on to this one. And hopefully we'll get done in time. Then you guys can either go and take a break, okay? Or study other things. And then, when is your exam?
Which one?
Oh my god. 4? 5? Yeah, 4, right? Or 5?
7.
7? How did I come 7? Friday. Friday. Oh, yeah, DAL, right? DAL, Regional, and Radical. Then SciEND, what that? Human Development. SVPD, right? And then Anatomy.
And then DAL.
Histology.
DAL, and Anatomy.
All
right. Okay. I won't say anything. Again, stay with me. This one is the same as what I did last time. So this is for the lab. So it should be very straightforward, right? The other lecture is a little bit more complicated because I can say anything I want. So that's a little bit more extended. But this is very straightforward. That's there, it's there. It's not there, it's not there. That's it, right? Let's move on. Now,
thanks.
The common radiograph we use in dental practice, usually we use 4 different types. One is a full mouth here. You have those, right? Individual x-rays, and you also use a bi-wing. It's something you bite on it, and then check the proximal caries. The other is called the occlusal film. You put a whole piece of film into your mouth and take the shots from the top and the bottom. And take the C4 arch, okay? Now, when I mentioned the last lecture, I said the head shape, okay, or the size, match the face shape and the size, and then the arch. Yeah, I mean dental arch, okay? Dental arch. Not exactly what the arch, dental arch. And then the dental size and shape. Those are usually consistent. Now, then we have the panoramic, okay? You use a full screen or a panoramic, and then lateral cephalogram. Today, I'm just going to focus on 2 things, okay? Only panoramic and lateral cephalogram. And everything should match what I've been learning in the DAL as well as in osteology. All right, panoramic radiograph. That's one. So this is the one that I am showing you in the last radiology lecture 1. And you can go through this by yourself, okay? The condyle of the fossa, okay, of course. There's a dental alveolar process, the dentition, okay, cervical vertebra. So this is very straightforward. But then you know what? Is this enough for you? No, you need to know more. I'm sorry, yes? Okay, now, let's go in, all right? Now, how many do I need to know, right? This is one of the HANA, not HANA, the company, okay? They produce this one as a reference, okay? So these are all the points they have. About 50 different landmarks over there. That's okay, you know what? I put down every single average terminology down there in the next slides. So if you want to go through this one, trust me, if you go through individual these terms, you also review your osteology. It's the same thing. They match everything. Yeah, but you know what? This is again too complicated. Let me make your life easier again. So next one. All right. Now, panoramic, right? Okay, let's go. What's the next one? All right. The first one, okay, these are all the terminology you need to know. And then let's try to find out. So you have to put a single individual. That's simple, right? Let me go back again. You know how to do this, right? Control L, right? And then maximize it and touch the arrow key back and forth. Okay, that's it. So if you are missing one, you go to the next one. Go here. This is panoramic. It's viewed this way, right? You attach it over. So if I cover half of the panoramic view, half of it is the other side. Okay, that's it. So it's almost half of it. So if you have bilateral structure, then everything's the same. Okay, let's just start again. This is the image of the ear. That's fine. Okay. There's a big hole right there. It's called extraordinary meatus. Fine. Then the glenoid fossa, the condyle, right? And then this is what? Articular eminence, right? Right there. And can you over? Then we have a terrible maxillary fissure. So far so good? Can I move on? Go ahead. The same as the tubercle. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Actually, they are different, but here we use the same. Right? But you use the articular eminence, and then you use the articular tubercle. It's the same point, right? I'm not going to argue about it, okay?
Yeah? What's the line
medial
to the terrible
maxillary fissure? Okay, we'll continue, okay? We'll come up. Next one, right? Now, then there's more. What I have done is, as you are going to check your x-ray in the clinic, is that you use either a certain direction, right? When you look at the hard tissue, soft tissue, and then the teeth. Depending on what you want to do, okay? So, what I'm doing is that circle over. So, from this side over. Then, next one is, okay, all the numbers right here. Then, again, we have terrible maxillary fissure right here, right? And then, this is tuberosity, okay? This is the maxilla, the endomaxilla right here. And we have a huge space right here, right? What is that space? A sinus, very, that's good. So, we actually have the sinus floor right here, all right? All the, what's that? Yeah, maxillary sinus, yes, thank you. Okay. Yeah, so many sinuses. Yeah, has to be very specific. Next three sinuses. Thank you. Now, then we also have this area is the piriform aperture, right? So the nasal aperture has two sides. So we have lateral wall, then we have a nasal septum. Okay, so lateral wall and then nasal septum, and then we also have on the side we have this curvy stuff, right? The nasal concha, right? Now continue. Then we have the air space. This is because when we take the x-ray, we ask the patient to put the tongue on the top so that we would not have the space in between. Otherwise, we get pathology. The radiolucent area is a pathology. So this is the air space. It's because the tongue was not laid on the top of the palate. That's what happened. You see a radiolucent area. Then again, okay, this white line is a hard palate. Good. And then you see things on the side right here. It's a soft palate. The same thing you see on this side, that's also soft palate. That's what it is. Good? Let's move on. Right, next one. Right. Another new term, sorry. The same thing. That's good. Let's start on here. Okay. Things wrap around with the teeth is what? The bone around the teeth. They are? The favorite process. Excellent. All right. Then hard palate, okay, soft palate. Then again, condyle. Then mandibular angle, right? Then this is a ramus. Yes, this part is a ramus. We have posterior border ramus, anterior border ramus. Then we also have the mandibular body, this area is the body. Then the symphyseal region, then the foramen somewhere in between the first and second premolar area. Then continue over, then we have a coronary process. Okay, this is actually not like the coronary process, it is too big out, right? It's too big. Then we also have the inferior alveolar canal. Then mandibular foramen somewhere here. And then we have a sigmoid notch. Good? Let's move on. Right, tongue. Look at this, okay? This is the tongue. Can you see that? Or not? It's just because we stretch out, right? You see both sides of it. So if you just cut half of it, you said this is the tongue border, okay? Tongue border, right here, halfway.
Did you just say there was soft palate on the side?
This soft palate. Yeah, I'm talking about the border. This is tongue border, this border. Everything underneath the tongue. Can you see that? No? Alright, if you take the x-ray through me, where's the tongue? Right here, right? So it's the same as this area. This whole area is all tongue. So there's overlapping on the teeth and the tongue. That's what it is. So this border is the tongue border. That's what it means. Can you picture now? No? Oh, okay. Wow. Next one, I'll come back to that again. See more. Okay. This one is only teeth. Can you determine which number of teeth is this? Of course you can. Now, when you look at a patient, rule number one, count the teeth. Count the number of teeth. And then make sure they are primary dentition or they are either primary dentition or they are the secondary dentition. That's all. Okay. Because the number of teeth determine whether there's any pathology. fine, this should be easy, right? Third molar, second, the first, right? And it's necessary. You can use the international numbers and use what? Start with what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So it depends on what it is. You have pediatric, you have ABCD, and UT. So that should be very straightforward. If I give you one X-ray and point one T, you get it wrong? Please don't, right? Please don't get it wrong. But the only thing I ask you is that, please make sure you write maxillary, mandibular, right? First, second, third, or whatever number the teeth are in. You have to make sure exactly what it is. You can put up number 13, whatever, I understand, right? Or you have to put a full name, is that, okay, right side, left side. There's an R right here, right? This is, you're looking at a patient, okay? That's patient's right, and then, of course, the right side. So, upper right or lower right, the first or second premolar, very specific. The reason why very specific is because if you send somebody to do extraction, they say, oh, just take premolar out. Oh my God, how many premolar do we have? Somebody has 4, somebody has 5, right? Somebody has 3, and which one are you going to take? Now, anyone you take it wrong, that's a lawsuit, okay, I'm sorry. Because you just handicap somebody, or cripple somebody. So you have to be very careful that which one do I want to take out. You write down the number, okay, or you specify which one is it. Or you bring the patient to another doctor saying, okay, doctor, okay, this one, right? Now, in the orthodontic, the one you should want to take it out, we don't bond the bracket. That's the way, right? If you don't bond the bracket, then you definitely know that is why I want to take it out. If you bond the bracket, then why bother? You're wasting your money. So you need to find a way to identify which is the one I asked them to do the service, and that's the whole point. Good. So this should be very easy. The panoramic, we have a bi-block in between. That's why you see the space right here again. Now, it's a third molar, right? How many people have your third molar removed? Wow, that's quite a lot. Did you do it under sedation, general anesthesia, or the last gas, whatever? in my time, no, okay. You just local anesthesia and then just do it. So you know what's going on, your head is spinning. Okay, keep on chiseling the bone away. Your head is spinning, so. Yeah, it's hard. Now, okay, test. Let's do some tests. Okay. What is this? What is this central portion? This was septum, right? Very good. What is this space, dark space? That's your sinus, very good. What is this tooth? Not good enough. What's that? Mandibular right third molar. Excellent. Okay. So if I have a scar right here, okay, referring to this radiolucent and radio opaque, this like canal tubular thing. What do you call that? What's that? If you have a canal, that's good. What do you call this a little? Okay. What about this one? Let's see how good you guys are. Did you get everything right? I guess so. All right, let's move on. Next one. One more. In the X-ray, it's a vision because it's a plain thing. When it has a fossa, okay, means that it's a 3D structure. Otherwise, it's no fossa. Yeah. But if you say fossa, points given because it's the same. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. All right, now let's continue. What is this one? What's that? This is a pterygomaxillary fissure or fossa. And what is this area? What's that? It's part of maxilla, right? And then below is the third molar. So what would this region be called? Huh? Maxillary what? Maxillary tuberosity. Okay, alright, that's a hard one. All right. Now, next one. What is this thing inside the nasal cavity? Which one? Inferior subclavia. Alright, this one? This heart is the white thing. Heart palate, probably. Okay, what about this one? Condyle. Okay. What about this one? Tell me, this two. Did I hear incisor? What is it? So tell me again. Okay, let's count the two, okay? Third molar, second molar, first. Right, second premolar, first premolar, and what is this? Canine. Thank you. Right, lateral, central, central, lateral. Okay, count the two. Okay, please. Okay, now this area, how do you call that? You right? Did I choke somebody? It's the syncytial region. Okay, I think we made it. Did we made it? Oh, we're missing the subpalatal part. Okay, that was a hard one. Well, if I do it right here, you can say this is random. That would be correct too. So. So in the exam, I would mark I would not just do a stop. We circle and mark the area, right? So that you're pretty sure this is the landmark I want to see. And it's very, very specific. Good. Yeah. Now, let's see. Some of the examples of inaccurate procedures in artifact technology. These are not in your slides. Okay? So just enjoy the show, right? Because this is beyond what you need to know. All right. So when it actually comes here, what happened with this little white spot right here? What does that mean? Think about it. Okay? That was that a metal mandible synthesis? Yeah, probably. Yeah, Iron Man, right?
Someone's finger.
No, usually it's the apron, right? You put the apron on to protect the area, and then the apron is much higher. The apron is a lead apron. So anything that lead actually can go through, so then they block everything out, right? That was the lead apron. It's right here already. I wrote down here already. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. The next one. So what do you see? Number one, this is what? Now, can you see the tongue now? Can you see this line? This is tongue, okay? All the way tongue. Now, tongue is underneath there, and it's stretched out already. That's what it is. Again, there's the left apron right there, so this is a little airspace right there. And that's why we don't want the airspace, because it confuses us. Is it pathology? Now, when you check a pathology, usually bilateral structure usually does not mean pathology, right? If you have two sides of it, usually does not mean pathology. And this one as well, two sides have it. Okay, so probably not, right? And then it's also too what? It's too clear. Yeah, most pathology tend to be not as sharp, right? This one, okay, these are definitely some of the artifacts, right? Based on, because of busing procedure, and then become kind of artistic, but, you know, it's a problem. Look at this one, how beautiful it is. Somebody has so many earrings in their face. Two on the cheek, right here, nice, okay. Two on the ear, no, it's not that way. It's only because the x-ray, when it goes through, it runs through this way. And so some of the air actually runs through twice, that's what happened. So remember, anything metal, okay, you want to take out of it, okay. Well, except for the braces. You can't take the braces, and you don't need the braces over there. You know, take the earrings out, take the glasses out, take the retainers out, so you can see the area, not the area you want to see much clearer. Fine. This was another problem in the processing. Okay, so it's not going to be a deal. Okay. Again, if you have this type of the x-ray, you don't present this to your instructor, right? You repeat yourself. Because why? Why do you have to repeat this one? What? Because of ugly? Okay, we can still use it, but the interpretation may not be as accurate. That's your problem. If you want an accurate diagnosis, you need to make sure you have an accurate film. That's the key, right? If the patient has, if this individual, okay, has what we call the Tourette syndrome, okay, they keep on moving, okay, you think this is probably the best shot already, I probably will not repeat it, because you can't. If you repeat several times, you put patient under additional exposure, and you put the patient in harm. No, that is not the case. But again, if you are doing it based on a diagnostic reason, based on treatment reason, you know what? You're fine. You can cover yourself. It's not a problem. Right? Okay. So be very aware when you do it. Okay. Most of the time, pregnant women, forget it. Don't touch. Because any type of the radiation, you will bring KSR to the baby, and again, you don't know what you do or not. So you know what? Pregnant woman, it's almost like everybody's hands off. Okay, and it just unless it's needed for specific reason for treatment and for diagnosis, then you have to do it. Then you have a legitimate reason. So that's something you have to protect yourself. Now, next one. All right. Okay, there's something wrong with this one. Remember, I said remove everything out, right? So these are retainers, okay? Or these are the lingual arches or the mouth, okay? If we don't take it out, you kind of block out the area you want to see, and that's all. So you want to remove as many obstacles in the oral cavity as much as possible. And so also, when we have a metal, okay, in our oral cavity, they would have a what we call the deflection, right? Deflection. And that would also damage the image itself, make it not clear. All right, did you see the difference between the last one and this one? Everything is in, right? What about this one? Whoa, okay, this one. What happened?
Too far away.
Okay, that's one possibility, fine. Could that be the joint is very big? Yeah, it could be, all right. So you have a subtle possibility when you see a film is that, number one, you tell yourself, okay, is it distorted, okay? If it's distorted, you can try to get it better. That's one, right? That's always in your mind. Number two is that, is it just a case? If this is what it is, you can get it better. As it turns out, these individuals just happen to have a humongous, oversized testosterone level. Which is what it is. So they only fit everything in. Look at this, on the side, can you fit it in? Just that individual has a humongous. If you look at this, okay, look at the spacing. See the spacing in between? The whole teeth all space out, and all this humongous jaw. And so that is for you to determine whether, do I repeat or not repeat, right? That's something. This individual, do you see the difference? Remember when we see everything? Do you see this line? Almost like a smiling arc, right? Remember that? Look at it. Almost a smiling arc, right? Now, all right, continuation. And this one. Do you see a smiling arc? Do you see it or no? No. So what do you think this could be? Why is there something not consistent? So why is this part something like little flowy things right here? And there's a gap right here. What do you think this individual may be? Oh, you have the pictures out there, right? Something like that. Yeah. The individual actually have a cleft. It's in a cleft area. Okay. Let's take a picture. Oh, you don't have this one, right? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So there was a cleft. Look at this. Think of the arch. So this is the one, this is the floating one right here. It's right here, floating. It's called the globular process, and then there's a cleft on the Viagra cleft, and this has been, the lid has been repaired, but then the arch still required to be done. And, but then you, when you face on the x-ray, this x-ray cell, you look at it, okay, oh, it doesn't sound right, okay, stuff doesn't seem right. Then you have to be able to picture the x-ray and then link to the patient. Now, a lot of time that the radiologist, when they interpret the picture itself, they only have the picture, they don't have the clinical impression. Do you follow me now? So, the good medical doctor or good dental practitioners, okay, or you as a dentist, you need both. Okay? You need to see the x-ray and then see the patient. Always remember that. Because x-ray interpretation is only one side. Okay? Based on this one, you can say, okay, there's some caries, whatever, but then you know what? If you didn't pick it up, okay, you never see the case like this before, you will never be, oh, the patient has a cleft. And that's what it is. So these will take time for you to learn, and so we'll just wait until you are much more mature, see more cases. Now, next one, look at here again. Do you see the teeth? How would the teeth just tip this way? See what you're using, see, right? So maybe there's a club again, right? Let's see what we have right here, all right? Yes, right? Yes, there's a club right here. Look at this, there's a club, okay? And then these are the devotated, okay? I mean, the rotated central incisors. So the individual does have a cleft. And if the cleft goes through, I will assume that just based on this one, it's a repaired cleft lip, okay? And then the alveolar cleft, okay? And then basically look at it right here. So maybe also cleft all the way to the palate, okay? All the way to the palate. That's fine. What about this one?
Crowding.
Yes, that's good. Very good. What else? What else do you see? Isn't the structure looks weird, right? It's weird, like very, very severe notch right here, right? This is the antagonial notch right here, right? Then the teeth are so crowded and very, very crowded, and this individual actually is one type of syndrome. See this one? Yeah. So in a way that when you look at the x-ray itself, first you think about, did I take it wrong? Is that position wrong, okay, something wrong, or that's just what it is. Some individual just, that's what it is. And you need a clinical picture to confirm a diagnosis, all right? And this is an open mind in between, right? Open mind.
Really.
Good, let's see the next one. This is Cushing problem syndrome. You will learn that next semester, right? All right, now, can I move to the second part? Yes, all right? Second part is for the lateral segment. If you think about the panoramic this way, right? Now, we only want to see half. We fold the two in one. Good? Let's see. Now, this we have already, right? I mean, we did last time, so you can remember all these different things, right? And do we need more? No more? Yes, we do. All right, let's move on. Now, I'm going to go on to the x-ray stuff. Now, I want you to remember something. When you look at the scar itself, okay, most of the time we see the direct view, right? For example, all right, this is the conda, this is the corona. I want you to try to turn around and see in different side of view. Because when you only see the lateral view, you remember the shape this way. But what if I see from the front? What would the corner process look like? It's a thin strip, right? almost like a linear structure, but it is still a quantum process. You follow me? So if in the practical, right, you can stay there. Let me go back again. Sorry. Let me just go back. Oh, no, this is important. Let's go there again. If I label, on this side, this is what? This is a point of view, right? It's fine. For a man or water, right? That's fine. Do you know the other side? Can you identify if I flip it around? You should be able to, alright? Mm-hmm. That means that there's a two sides. When you have a hole, there's a two sides of the space. So either side is only the same thing. So please, when you look at the star itself, turn around and look around where it is, right? And I don't want you to lose a point because for a neural tendon, okay, label, if I label right here, everybody get it right. If I label from the other side, then how do people get it right? That doesn't sound right at all. Because you need to flip around and knowing the structure. Okay? Let's move on. So these are the ones we have already, and then we're going to go to this clear structure. Now, this is a lateral cephalogram. What I'm doing the same thing, so I trace everything. This is all the tracing, okay? All the landmark you need to know, or actually the structure you need to know. Fine, let's just start from one by one. Then again, let's flip around. Let's from the outside in. Forehead, you should know this, right? I don't think this is it. Okay. There's a forehead, there's an eye. Okay, if I go back again, this eye is right here. Just play with it, and then try to figure out where on the structure, okay? Then this cheek line also over here. Can use your own face, the same thing. Nose and nostril, okay, upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, that's good, right? Upper lower incisor, that's based on the drawing of the lateral. Now remember, when we do a lateral step, there are two structures, they overlapping. So a lot of time that we draw an average, And right here is very clear that it's upper incisor, lower incisor, and then we use the molar, first molar, okay, as the indicator in this case. So we draw the first central incisor, upper and lower, and we also draw the first upper and lower first molar as the indicator. Right? Next one, let's move on. Now let's look at the spine. Okay. Here, we have what? Frontal process, the second vertebral body, okay. The first one has no spinous process, right? Atlas has anterior arc and the posterior arc. There's no spinous process. So anterior arc right here, posterior arc right here, and then the second has the spinous process, and then that's the body. Okay, C3 body, C4, C5 all the way down. All right, that's easy one. Let's go next one. Now, more structure. This one you know, right? There's somebody has a earring. That's good. Then there's an internal meatus and the external. Now you have to understand. When we take the X-ray, all the empty structure will all show up. So when we take the X-ray, then we have external meatus, also have internal meatus, both will show up. The external meatus tend to be in much lower position. Look right here, much lower. Internal, there are two, because the head probably turn a little bit, or not consistently on the same position. So there's the two internal meatus, that's fine. Okay. And then the reason why I also use this as external, because we use a ear rod. The ear rod is an indicator. When you take the X-ray, we just put it right here. So you can see the ear rod, because it's an artificial external support for the landmark. Fine, the earring, good, okay. These are muscular air cells, you know already. Posterior fossa, okay. Occipital bone, okay, that part. And then the muscle process, yeah, this is very straightforward. Okay, next one, there's more. Go on. Now, then by the drawing itself, then we have this drawing. In the center portion, we have this is the saturistica, right? You have riding the Turkish saddle, the camel, then the saddle, there's a two anterior cranial process, two posterior cranial process, and two, you have what? You have the jugum, tuberculum, okay, saturistica, and then the dorsum. So that's the Turkish saddle. Fine. Below that area will be what? Sphenoid sinus, that's very straightforward. So the cranial process, dorsal side, all there. Then this one is part of the greater wing, alright? Is that alright? The anterior limit of the middle cranial fossa. It is part of the greater wing, but that's the limit. Remember the greater wing is this way, right? So that is anterior limit of the middle cranial fossa. That is a projection. Now remember, X-ray is indirect. There's a lot of things got projected on the X-ray, okay? You probably don't really see it on the real structure. Or that structure has been intensified because when the X-ray beam goes through, it travels more through a lot of bone. As it travels through a lot of bone, then a lot of actions will resort, then it shows all this white structure. That's what happened. So you're going to see a lot of, in a way, it's not a, it's a relative structure, not a true structure. For shear margin of the Bergman Magnon, okay, this is the Bayesian, right? This point is actually Bayesian, the shear margin of Bergman Magnon. Right? Let's move on to this one. Now, there's more. Again, right, let's do it from here. X-ray sinus, that's good, right? And then we have the zygomatic bone, it's right here, okay? This point here is zygomatic bone. And then we have the orbital rim, okay, or the lateral border of the orbit, right here. Then we have in between, this is sphenosinus, and anterior region has to be ethmoid bone or ethmoid sinus area. Then we also have on the top is two sides, we have the eyeball. So we have the roof or the orbit, and then that will be the anterior cranial fossa right here. The orbit, and then that's the anterior cranial fossa. And then middle cranial fossa will be right here, middle posterior cranial fossa will be right here. So when you look at this, and you also match with the, try to match with the scar you are looking at. All right, that's the bone, fundus sinus. Let's continue. Now, more structure internally. Now, again, maxillary sinus, and you know, okay, pterygoid maxillary fissure, you know. Then we also have the tuberosity, right, that we put in the, this area, tuberosity, whatever is teeth, tuberosity is in this area. Then this area is what we call the infratemporal fossa. On this side right here, when we have the temporalis muscle, that is the temporal fossa. When you go beyond the zygomatic arch, below and inside, right, let me say it again. The temporalis muscle is attached on the temporal fossa. But then deeper, below the zygomatic arch, and then covering the area of the masseter muscle and more internally, where we have the masseter artery and the masseter nerve area inside, that's called the infratemporal fossa. So it's below the zygomatic arch in the deeper face region. Can you imagine that? So this is temporal fossa, and you ask me to do it, you lower the zygomatic arch, inside is called infratemporal fossa. Now, so palate right here, we can draw the line right here, that's good, and then have palate, okay, very straightforward. There's more, and let's continue. Let me just read through it so you can remember. Corner process, right, joint right here, condyle, okay, the neck, then we also have the anterior border of the ramus, this is the ramus right here, the posterior border of ramus, inferior aortic canal, right, and then the anterior process, the body, and the anterior border of mandible, mental foramen, and the synthesis. So it's all the same structure, just review over and over again, because what happens is that in your life, you're going to see everything this over and over and over again. That's just the bottom line, right? So that's why I want to emphasize today's, especially today's, right? Because these are the structures you're going to see it the rest of your life. And you know what? You are the expert. You are. Nobody can do better than you are. So if you say it wrong, then it's wrong. Okay? If you say it right, it's right. That's what it is. Right, let's continue. This part is a little bit harder, this part. Now, this part we're talking about internal structure. This is the living individual. So we have a part we call pharynx, right? Now, let me just do this. Right? Okay, it's a little hard to is this part. Let me go back again. See this area? Is this dark structure right here? Right? So we have a nasal airway, nasal cavity comes in, all right? And then above here is what we call the nasal pharynx. Okay, this is subpalate. Then we have the tongue right here, this is the tongue, and then go all the way down. So that's where we have the airway, pathway, and also the swallowing, just like hit together at the same time. Right? So respiration and digestion actually hit at the same time, right, in this area. That's what we'll call, that's the area we call the pharynx. Right? So we have nasal pharynx, okay, we have oral pharynx, and then we also have laryngeal pharynx, which is way below. Right? That's below the vocal cord area. Then we have the high bone right here, so these are pretty straightforward as well. The tongue is right here, it's the tongue board right here. And let's continue. Oh, okay, test time. Tell me what is this? What is this? Okay, what is good? What is this? Okay, very good. What about this? Huh? Mandibular synthesis, very good. Alright, now this one, if I say again, if I'm not talking about this tubular stuff, that's good. Now, if I, not this structure, okay, but the tip of this structure, how do you call that? Denser atomic particle. Plus is good. How do you call this area? What's that? You can call it two-tier fossa. And honestly, if you say Seratriska, Seratriska covers everything, right? The whole area is called Seratriska. The whole area. Right. So if you specifically, okay, that's between the fossa, right? In the space, it's very good. Okay. And if you're pronounced positive or super positive, so it's okay. Let's go on that. So, guys, wow, that's great. You guys get 100. Okay. Good. Now, next one. How would you call this? These spaces? Next one, what? Air cell, right? Now, which body is this one? Call it.
C4.
Alright, now if you don't know, okay, let's count from the back, okay? Each one should have one, right? One, two, and what? Three, and four. Yeah, so this one doesn't have a spinous process, but this one has a posterior what? It's a posterior tubercle, right? The whole arc, posterior arc. If your arm is your arc, okay? It's the same size. That's the problem, that's okay. And then also, there's no first body, right? The first body is joined with the second body. So this is the C2 body and the abdominal process. So this is all C2. C3 and C4. Fine. What is this little thing right here? Soft palate, very good. Now I want to show you something. Look at this is soft palate, right? Look at the length of the soft palate. This is half hard palate. The length in the reality, they are the same. Okay. In the cadaver, the soft tissue will shrink. So the soft palate shrink the shorter. And next to the blood, you'll see it. But then the soft palate length is very, very long. It's like a drape. It's like a drape. From the side, we see this, like a dense muscular structure. If you see from the front, like a drape down. You follow it? Can you see it? Not that you will. You got some on top. That part, that piece of muscle. Now, what is this space? Is that anterior muscle fissure? Very good. What about this cell? What cell is this area? Okay? I have more than L cell, right? Good. And this will be the root of it. So that's good. Really good. Alright, let's see some of the funny stuff, right? You're gonna see. Now, what is this thing? What is this heavy thing right here? Huh? What's that again? Somebody say, not muscle. Good. My God, you get muscle that way in the head. That would be scary. That's more than xenon. What is that? Hair, yes, okay. You actually have hair bands, hair, braided hair. So everything we show on the x-ray, but you have to pick it out, okay? Otherwise, my God, the head grow all the worms, okay? That's scary. No, they are not, right? Those are just braided hair. Alright, let's see the next one. What do we see right here? You see something in the clip, right? Alright, what else do we see? A hair pin, right? Yeah. Right. So similar areas, a little bit disequilibrium dentition, sure. And we have some hairpin, yes. These are things that are not supposed to be there. Anything metal, you need to remove it. Okay? Otherwise, you would distort or distract, okay, the accuracy of the image. Fine. What else do we see right here? Besides very foggy, the picture is very, very not clear. What else do we see? It's an ear, right? It's an ear, and then we also see some of the tube right here, right? And this is a tube they put into the brain. So what is that for? It's for the shunt. Okay? So somebody has a hydrocephalus, okay, you want to drain the cephalus, stomach fluid out, and that's what it is, the surgery. Now let's see another one. Okay, another shunt, right? See the shunt right here? See? It's another tube right here, and then this another place of pain. And this individual has other problems, right? Now, if you look at this one, look at this open, right? See that one here? Most of the time when we take the x-ray, we ask them to bite down. So in the lumbar set. So there's an open bite right here, and then the chin is very, very tiny and small, okay? Maybe relatively larger than your sinus, okay? I want you to see something. This is what we just call a superior border, okay? Or a superior margin of the orbit, right? Okay, and a roof orbit, right? Very good. Can you see the pituitary fossa? Can you see it? This is it, right? Isn't it a little big? Okay, let's see the one before. Okay, that wasn't clear. Look at it right here. Look at how tiny, how cute it is, right? Right here. Right. Now let's go in the next scene of this one. Okay. Whoa, okay. That has a much, much enlarged. So individual has this enlarged pituitary fossa, it has a type of brain tumor. And guess what? You may be the first one to find it. because you take the X-ray. The moment you take the X-ray, you are legally, okay, are bounded to report the retinal diagnosis. So you better know your stuff. You have to know your stuff. Because if you are the first one to see this, and you don't report it, you know what? It's your negligence. It is. So some of the things you see, and it's right here, and that's what it is. That's good. Okay, let's list one. Right? This one, okay. What is this then? Somebody shoot him like a gun hole? He was taking an X-ray and somebody showed him. What structure would this be? Huh? Fundosinus, good. Excellent. It is a fundosinus. Let's see, the pituitary fossa is smaller. And then there's one more area right here. Now, for some of the individuals, when you are young, a lot of times you cannot breathe, right? A lot of times because you have rhinitis, and also when the kids, so most of the time has a much enlarged pharyngeal tonsil. I'm going to go back again, right? Look at this one, okay? The airway is almost blocked out. Let me just go back again, and you have a look, okay? See, this is also enlarged already, okay? The airway is narrow. Let me go back one more, okay? You see the airway? Nice and clear, right? No. So that's another thing that you're going to see that is there any obstruction of airway, then you can see the lateral set. And, oh my God, okay, that area seems it's so narrow. Okay? They have a very, very inflamed. What is this area is a pharyngeal tonsil area that once it's inflamed, then you may need to remove it. Otherwise, you're going to have that's very problem. Right, what about this one? Again, you know, maybe a much larger pituitary fossa, which is much, much bigger too. Anything else? Okay. Tonsil is probably also enlarged. This one is also enlarged. It's just some of you to give you a little flavor that you will run into this structure and then you will see everything as a whole. Now, what about this one? If you see this one, what would you say? Small jaw, right? So the lower jaw is quite small, right? Very retrusive, right? And then look at this elevated, okay, subpalate, right? And then when we see the airway all the way down, they're very smooth, right? Something is right here. Right? Something is like blocking, okay? Well, maybe that's a tonsil. Right? Again, I don't know. So these are the areas. If you see something, you say, you know what, I don't know, then you refer. That's what you need to do. Okay? If you don't know, say you don't know. And you say, refer to something. That's it. You do referral. And that's the only thing you need to do. The moment you do referral, you know what? You're taking care of. But if you don't do referral, and then somebody says, don't you think this is a bit odd and weird? If you say yes, you know what? You're out. That's what it is. So make sure you do referral, and that's what it is. So this probably is a large part in tonsil and lymph node. How do you know that will be? How? You ask patient to do what? Time to come back, and you check them to this examination to confirm that's what it is, right? When you see X-ray, you suspect it's what it is. You know what? It's a definite, not necessary. You say, you know, ask the patient to come back and then make sure you confirm that's what it is. Now, let's see this one. What do we have right here? Okay. I probably should go back a little bit. I want to match this for you, only because this is open mouth, see your tongue right here? So the individual has an open mind, okay, and then this is a stick out tongue right there. It's an open mind individual. So we also take a picture and then to match it. And then again, the space is very narrow, right? See this one here? The space is very narrow, so it's a large pharyngeal tonsil. And then this shadow is the ear. Okay? Let's see more. What's wrong with this one? The lower jaw is pretty big, right? And the teeth here seem to be not fully erupted. Okay? Now let's see how he looks in the visuals. Right? This is the individual that you have seen, right? He may need more surgery to repair for the soft tissue outside. And meanwhile, the lower jaw, this way, is nothing to do with aesthetic, it's more to do with function. Can you chew in the front? You can inside, no way, right? So it's for two things. We're going to repair this one, two for one. One is for the function, one is for the aesthetic, okay? And that's later on, so this is something else, right? This one, oh my God, what is this? Huh? Okay, there are plates and screws everywhere, so this individual may have certain part of the syndrome, or may have needed for even the cranium, right? Look at the cranium. So this individual, had what we call the Crouzon syndrome. Okay, she has an early fusion of the suture. So as the suture is fused, then brain cannot grow. So we need to break. We need to break the suture, allow the brain to grow. So continue surgery. And until their brain grows in size, and that's okay. And then also, because this area has deformity, then also look at right here. Deformity is over here, right? But it's crossbite. So that also requires major surgery as well to fix the dentition as well as the aesthetic. Alright, this is another one. Well, look at this. This is another procedure, okay? We use to do the traction. If you just see this one, it's like a halo over here, and then we are traction using this line to pull out the maxilla. That's what it is. And then open my right here, and then let's see how the picture looks like. And that's what it is. Right. And this again, this is one individual has a syndrome called Apple syndrome. Okay, Apple syndrome is a much more severe form of Cushing's syndrome. So the mid face is much more retrusive. The lower face is much more forward, so we're going to protract using this halo and then pull the mid face out, and then to complete the dentition as well as the aesthetic. I think this is about it. Oh, there's one more. Okay. Remember the picture you have with the panoramic, very steep, okay, antagonian notch, open by right here, right? And so this is the picture, right? And this is another one has a Cushing Collins syndrome. So whenever you see something, you feel like, you know, it looks odd, okay, I'm not sure what it is, you know what, call the patient in, and then double check with the clinical examination, or check the chart. That's it. The other one would have right on the chart, right? Physical examination, what it's about, okay, so then it will be all, at least for you, that you're confirming. And then again, if you don't know, okay, please refer to specialists, all right? And that's appropriate to do. I think this is about it. Any questions so far for this part? Right. If not, then if you get any questions, stay asking. Otherwise, go upstairs and then you can do your own study or your. Okay? Go ahead.